I'm joined on the line by the Guardian's Tom Kington, who is in the courtroom. Tom, it was a very dramatic morning. What was the impression that you gained from the statements?
Well, first of all, it was absolutely packed out. For the first time, the police had removed all the chairs from the courtroom so that they could cram as many journalists in as possible. And the tension was really high. The morning started with Amanda Knox's lawyer, Luciano Girga, making his final statement, because that was the last statement left over from Friday. Then Raffaele Silvestro stood up. His speech was rather rambling, and he was reading from notes. He was clearly not very well versed as a public speaker. It was moving nonetheless, but he was a bit put in the shade by Amanda Knox, who then stood up and gave yet another very powerful, very cogent, very well-delivered speech with all the pauses in the right places, and it's absolutely perfect command of Italian. I think in her whole speech, I spotted one mistake with a gender, and that was it. So that was really what people have been waiting for. It was very strong stuff, and she concluded just simply saying, "We are innocent."
It was interesting that she repeatedly referred to Meredith Kircher, calling her my friend. Presumably that was a deliberate attempt to make sure that the Kircher family haven't been forgotten within all of this.
Yes, that's true, and also to counter the fact that the prosecution made a lot of this apparent hostility between the two girls. They brought in a lot of Meredith Kircher's British friends from Perugia who said that there had been this friction between the two flatmates. So I think that's what she had in mind, because she was looking to strike down a bit of circumstantial evidence.
Even though her statement was a very powerful one, will it actually have that much impact on the judges? Will they merely be considering other evidence like DNA evidence and things like that? Could an appeal like that actually shape what they think?
I doubt it. I think that you're right. I think that they will have all the elements at hand. They'll now go into chambers with the judges, the two judges, and go through for the last time a lot of the forensic and other evidence. And I think they may not even discuss these last minute speeches we've heard. Given actually also that Amanda has spoken before and said similar stuff in the past. And the judge said that they would come back no sooner than 8 o'clock this evening, local time. Francesco Maresca, the lawyer representing the Kircher family, thought that it might actually be more like 10 o'clock. Then what happens is that if she is found innocent, if Silvestro is found innocent, one prison guard told me that the prison would require about an hour to do the paperwork. So what could happen? Let's assume that they are found innocent at about 9 o'clock local time. They would be taken back to the prison, take less than an hour. Then you'd need an hour to do the paperwork. Then they'd get out. We could be getting closer to midnight at that point. So it'd be interesting to see if they are happy to let Amanda free in the small hours. Maybe they have some protocol and would like to keep her in. I'm sure, however, they'll do everything they can, if she is free, to allow her to go free tonight. They don't want to be seen to be dithering and wasting time. They're very, very acutely aware that the world is watching.
And just one final very, very quick question. No one seems to have any idea which way it could go. Is that correct?
If you read the local papers here in Perugia this morning, that straw polls are saying that all local Perugians think she's guilty, think Silvestro is guilty. Here in court, there are a lot of Knox supporters who are all hoping that she'll get released. But yes, absolutely. I mean, this has been the way that the reason this trial has gripped people so long is because it could go either way. One thing is clear, and that is that whatever happens, the judge is determined that there shouldn't be any celebrations in the court when the verdict is announced. He said at the end of this morning's hearing, he said, "This is not a football match, and we're talking about a murder here." And I think he's wary of the fact that if they are released, they'll be whooping from the Americans, whereas the